Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Rogue Preparedness Podcast. Okay, this week, as this podcast has been released, it is December. It's the end of 2019, or ending 2019, rather, as per the calendar that we have deemed, you know, the controller of our life. We're ending the year, and we always look forward to a new year because it's like, oh, new changes. I can be a new person, this, that, and the other. And it's so funny that people rely on a new year to change. We rely on this supposed new start, you know, this new start of a year to try different things and do different things and be a better person. It's very, very fascinating, you know. Instead of just starting right now, you know, to try to get that fitness going or, you know, to start, you know, saving money or whatever it is, we wait until January 1st of a new year to do it. But, you know, it is kind of very, you know, as a metaphor for just kind of starting new. So I want to talk about our preparedness goals. It's really important. I know I say a lot. I just heard myself say it. Anyway, it's really important for us to understand that we need to set goals in order to be better prepared. Okay, so I can say all day long, well, I want to be prepared, but how am I going to reach that preparedness? What am I going to do to actually reach my goals? What am I going to do to get that 2 weeks worth of food? What am I going to do to, you know, get that, you know, whatever it is, to save money? You know, what am I going to do to, you know, start dehydrating? You know, what are my goals? Okay, so I think everybody's pretty much goal-oriented. You know, I think it's safe to say. So my suggestion is that we be goal-oriented. One thing that you can do right now as you're listening to this podcast is go to roguepreparedness.com, click on free stuff on my website, and then scroll down a little bit past the checklist or download all those checklists. It's all free. And you can download a free preparedness goals sheet that you can print out. It's really nothing special. It's just, I've just offered this, you know, sheet that you could just write your preparedness goals on. And otherwise, just get a sheet of paper, whatever it is, and just start writing down everything that you want to do when it comes to preparedness. What do you want to learn? What food and water do you want to store? Like, how much? Okay, don't just write down, you know, vague stuff like, I want to store food and water. Write down, I want to have 3 months worth of food and water. And then below that goal, you're going to say how you're going to achieve it. I am going to buy 2 cans of food every time I go grocery shopping. Let's say you go, you know, once a week. I'm going to buy 2 cans of food every time I go grocery shopping. Okay. And then by the time, you know, such and such, this date rolls around, I'll have 3 months worth of food, right? But you have to have some sort of goal, and then you have to make the plan to reach that goal, okay? So first, write down everything that you want to do, every single thing that you want to accomplish with your preparedness. And it could be, you know, 10 pages long. I mean, really, write it all down. Because at that point, you're going to go through the list, and you're going to say, okay, how am I going to reach these goals? And write out the plan to reach these goals. And they don't have to be huge plans, you know. And sometimes you want to make it more attainable as well. Like, I want to can, you know, 10, you know, I want to can 10 times in the year, right? So, you know, you don't want to say I want to do 10 cans because, you know, a batch of jam could be 10 cans. You know, you want to say I want to can 10 times this year. I want to dehydrate 10 meals, you know, stuff like that. Like, you want to make actionable, realistic goals. Do you think that your time is going to allow you to get, you know, 10 dehydrated meals done, not just dehydrating 10 times, but actually doing those 10 meals. Okay. So write your goals, write it all down, and then write an action plan. And then tape that to a wall so that you always have it readily visible, okay? Because if you write your goals down and then you never do anything with them, they'll just sit there forever, and then you'll just be kind of still wandering aimlessly through the abyss of preparedness. What do I do today? What do I do tomorrow? How do I get better prepared? Well, reaching your goals and making a plan to reach your goals is a great way to get to reach your goals, right? So really, you know, once you have this plan, just start reaching it. I was trying to say, like, just start moving on reaching that goal now. Don't wait till January 1st. Don't wait until whenever. Don't wait till Monday. You know, a lot of people want to start a new goal and stuff on Mondays too. It's like, well, let's get through the weekend, and, you know, just start the goal now, okay? There's no greater time than now. So start that preparedness goal journey now. And physically writing the now is going to be not just visually seeing it, but it's going to actually be putting it into concrete, basically. So you're saying, I want to, you know, I have these goals, I want to accomplish them, here's how. And that really can help you feel motivated to get this stuff done. Now, when it comes to actually doing this stuff, I want you to think about momentum more than creating motivation. When it comes to creating any of your goals or any preparedness, anything, build the momentum first. So let's say you need to go to the store to get that food and water. Well, first you're going to get dressed. Then you're going to put on your shoes. Then you're going to grab your car keys. Then you're going to get into the car. And then you're going to drive to the grocery store. And then you're going to get out. Then you're going to get the cart. And then you're going to start grocery shopping, right? All these little mini goals and mini tasks. Okay, every single one of those little things that I just said, that's a goal. I got dressed. Woohoo! Okay, I got my shoes on. Yeah! I got out the door. Woo! I got in my car. Rock on. You know, I mean, these are all little mini goals that should be celebrated, because sometimes you just don't want to do anything. You don't want to get up. You don't want to go anywhere. You know, you just don't want to do these things, right? Although another thing you could do instead of actually going to the store is shop online. Shopping online can definitely save you money. Like if your local store has grocery pickup. Oh man, that's the best. You just shop on their website and then you just go pick up the stuff. Somebody else picks out, you know, your stuff, and then you just go pick it up. Oh, that's the best. You definitely save money and you save a lot of time for yourself. So, you know, if you just don't like going to the grocery store, well, then shop online and then just go pick it up, right? It's way less steps, right? Right? Way less tasks for you to do. Shop online in the comfort of your home and then just go pick it up. Super easy. So, you know, that's another thing about your goals. You want to make it easy on yourself, okay? Don't be super ambitious. You know, be realistic with your time and your money, okay? When can I get this stuff done? Realistically, okay? Do I have 30 minutes on Sunday? Great. Schedule it for then. Don't schedule it for Tuesday when you know you have no time, right? And don't schedule it for just any time that you know you're not going to be able to accomplish it. Seriously, look at your schedule and say, okay, you know what? I can probably do some tasks or some reading or whatever I need to do during this time. I usually watch like a couple hours of TV. Maybe I can decrease that and do a little bit of preparedness, whatever. Or even better, you can do a preparedness task while watching YouTube or TV or listening to this podcast, right? You know, you can multitask a little bit. You can go through your inventory while you listen to a podcast. You know, you're like your bug out bag. You can, you know, watch some YouTube while you make a paracord bracelet or go through a kit or whatever. You know, there's lots of little things that you could do while multitasking, right? I think multitasking is just fantastic. You know, I think you can really pay attention to both things. I really do. Okay, so time management is going to be really important for your goals, you know. So realistically look at your time and say, okay, I will be able to do the tasks this time. And then instead of just saying, okay, I'm going to do it that time, actually solidify it in a calendar of some sort, in a physical calendar that you can actually see, like that's posted on a wall or something, or on a like a digital calendar, like your Google Calendar or just whatever sort of app you have. I also have a reminders calendar on my phone that I put certain tasks to do at certain times during the day when I know that I can do it. Like this podcast, for instance, I put it in my reminders app to tell me to record this podcast because otherwise I would forget. Okay? It doesn't matter if I've been doing something forever. If I do not have it on in this reminders app, in this goals app, you know, in this task app that I have, it just wouldn't get done because I have so much going on that I have to schedule out my time. And I know, regardless of whatever you have going on in your life, a little reminder never hurts anyone, okay? Whether you're single, a family, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, schedule out your life as best as you can. You know, having little reminders really helps. It can just, you know, a little pop up, just go, oh, do this right now. Be like, oh yeah, I got to do this. And then you'll go off and do it. And if you can't do it today, maybe you can push it to tomorrow and try to do it then or whatever, you know. Life happens, things happen. So that's another part of our goals. If you can't do something a specific day, give yourself a break, okay? Sometimes, you know, life will get in the way, some emergency or just something's going to happen, right? Okay, you want a family day, great. So you were supposed to do something today, but instead maybe you can do it tonight, that evening. Maybe you can do it the next day. Give yourself a break. As long as it gets done within a reasonable amount of time, right? Like don't keep putting it off and putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. But just, you know, give yourself a reasonable time. And also, give yourself a deadline. Oh my gosh, I can't tell you how motivated I feel when I have a deadline. On my goal app, on my task app that I was just talking about, it's actually called Alarmed, the app that I use. And I have a task on it. I'll start a goal, right? Like, let's say I need to write something, you know, I need to write a book or something. Well, I will give myself a deadline. And then every time that it shows up, that goal, it'll say, this goal will end on this date. And sometimes it's like a few days away and I'm like, oh my goodness, I haven't done nothing. And I do a lot more when I know that I have an actual deadline. So give yourself deadlines for this stuff too, okay? So that you don't keep putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. Something else that you could do is get others involved. You know, I mean, get your spouse involved. It could be a lot of fun, you know, with your spouse involved. Get your friend involved. Get your kids involved. You know, oh, well, I got to go try out this fire making. Hey, kids, let's come along. Hey, let's all go build a fire. You know, make it fun. You know, it shouldn't be like, you know, unless it's inventorying, which is super boring. I think some people are really organized and they're super into inventorying and stuff like that. I'm not one of them. So when it comes to inventorying, I have to have help. I have to, otherwise it won't get done. And I know that about myself, okay? So know yourself and know that, you know, if you don't like to do a certain task, get somebody else involved because that will motivate you to get it done, right? Or tell somebody to remind you or, you know, do something that you know yourself best. How are you best going to accomplish and complete these goals, okay? And then it comes to financial management with your goals. So, okay, I want to purchase this piece of gear. Well, I have $50 in my budget to do this. You know, each month. So how will I best be able to complete this goal? Not every goal will require some money, right? Some goals will just require time, but some goals will require money. Some goals will require both. It just kind of depends on what you're doing. But, you know, set out realistic money that you can spend on certain things. Or if you really want to, if you want to save up, then say, okay, well, I'm going to save, you know, $5 or whatever. As this is especially important with your finances, you know, just saving money in general. Well, I want to save $5 a week, or, you know, $10. Sorry, hold on. I want to save $10, you know, a month or whatever it is. You know, put that in your reminders app too. Oh, remember to save that $10. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. I got to save that $10. And then you go save that $10, right? So put everything in the, written down on a calendar and on your goals and everything. Okay, it's going to help. So this one is, this podcast is going to be a little short, because I want you guys to go take action right now to go write down your goals, okay? Just grab any sheet of paper. You don't have to download the sheet from my website, though I will say it's a cool sheet and it's free. Anyway, just grab any sheet of paper. It doesn't matter. And just write down your goals, okay? Write them down and then write down an action plan for them. You know, this task should really only take you anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour. You know, you can do it while watching TV, while listening to a podcast. You know, you can multitask, okay? So do it, get it done, have a plan, you know, use a reminder app, write stuff down on a calendar when you can do stuff. And again, just give yourself a break if you can't get it done, you know, exactly when you thought that you could get it done, push it for another day. It's okay. Just give yourself a break. Don't make the excuse of, well, I can't get it done today because I'm tired, so I'm just going to go do this. No, like, you know, just, you know, make the effort to get it done. But if something happens and gets in the way, of course, you know, just give yourself a break. That's all I'm saying. Just give yourself a break. We're only human. We're not perfect. Well, I'm perfect, but no, I'm kidding. I'm not at all. Bad joke. Okay, so anyway, this is going to be a short podcast because I want you guys to go take action. Go. I don't even have a question of the week because I want you guys to go. Okay, thank you all so much for listening. Come visit me at Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and YouTube and my website. Just search for me at Rogue Preparedness and go to roguepreparedness.com. And if you have a question for this podcast or just a in general question, comment, sharing that you like the podcast or that you hate the podcast, just go ahead and send me a message on any social media channel or at my email, morgan@roguepreparedness.com. Conquer tomorrow by preparing today. Talk to you all later. Bye.